You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 21st of April, 2021. You're watching American Journal on band.video, infowars.com, broadcasting worldwide this epic fight for all of humanity, for the fate of humankind, the epic battle between the technocratic slavery of the progressive elites and the humans on the other side. Thanks so much for being with us. Of course, we are brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. I will remind you as well, I might not have a lot of time to plug in today's show. It's a busy show we got today. Tom Papert will be joining me in the second hour in studio, and Andrew Meyer, who you may know as the Don't Tase Me Bro guy, a primordial meme, will be joining us via Skype in the third hour. So very exciting, excited to talk to both of those gentlemen. A lot to talk about today. Of course, our top story will be the trial that ended yesterday and the fallout that continues. The absolute insanity that's coming at us from all directions. You know, it's amazing. How much is going on. It almost seems impossible. While we're all distracted by this trial going on and the manufactured outrage surrounding it, and of course, we'll get into the 15-year-old, 16-year-old. We don't really know the girl that was killed yesterday in mid-stab. We'll get into that as well. But, you know, the other stuff doesn't stop. Illegal immigrants still pouring across the border. Militaries still massing near Taiwan, Ukraine, and Iran. The rest of this of the world doesn't stop just because the American people are focused on some trivium, some aspect of trivial outrage. No, the world continues, and we will keep you updated on all of it. But first, I want to make a special note of the date. It is April 21st, which here in Texas is known as San Jacinto Day. This is the day 185 years ago in 1836 when Sam Houston and his rough-and-tumble cadre of Texians, as they called themselves, defeated the tyrant Santa Anna, who was, at the time, preoccupied with a young lady. 900 Texian soldiers defeating the 1400 to 1500 Mexican soldiers, winning independence for Texas and changing the course of history for all of time. I'd like to take a moment now, think back to those fine men who gave their lives to found not just the United States, but Texas specifically. You know, I was watching a show the other day. It was a British show, but you know, one of the characters is watching just the degeneracy of the modern world. And he just asked the simple question, is this what my grandfather died for? And as you look around the world today, you really have to ask yourself, is this what our forefathers died for? Is this what they sacrificed themselves for? Is this what they wanted for us? And if not, how did we fail them? And if we did fail them, how do we get back the spirit that they once embodied? So I'll tell you, folks, we're in a pretty little pickle here. We're in quite a situation. And I think if there's one thing that we come away with at the end of the show today, as we do every day, I hope it is the forthright conviction that it's up to us to stand up now or succumb forever. The systems that we're seeing be laid down are not unique. They have precedent in history. Every time they've been implemented, they have resulted in mass deaths. And only now do we find these systems being implemented with no resistance from a larger foreign foe. Incredible. It's up to us, folks.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Quite a show we have for you today. Tom Papert joining me in the second hour. In the third hour, we will be joined by Andrew Meyer, who is known from his participation in perhaps one of the first memes of all time, the Don't Tase Me Bro meme that went viral. We'll be talking about his new book and some very interesting revelations therein. But first, we will begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 21st of April, 2021. The good news is the city is the cities around this country are burning and being raided by mobs of black-clad communists, no more than any other weekend this year. Yes, there are massive riots that took place yesterday in Portland, Columbus, Ohio, and various other cities, but no more than any average weekend. This is just a fact of life in modern America that this is permitted to go on. And of course, this more tepid, more gentle rioting is taking place because, of course, yesterday, Derek Chauvin was convicted on all three counts. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis officer who pressed his knee against George Floyd's neck and was handcuffed and taken into custody Tuesday after being convicted on all three counts against him. 12 jurors found Chauvin guilty of second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter, ultimately deciding that Chauvin caused Floyd's death and that his actions were not that of a reasonable officer. A little bit unfair from my perspective, but we'll get into that more as the show goes on. Of course, that didn't stop the mobs that had gathered in anticipation of going absolutely insane should the verdict not go their way. But they went ahead and rioted anyway. Right on cue, Portland rioters go on destructive rampage after Chauvin verdict. Police actually intervene this time, and we'll show you some clips from that later in the program. But it wasn't just in Portland. Get the F out of New York. BLM protesters demand white restaurant owners leave the city. We've got this video as well. And again, it's just, you know, when you're standing around chanting, "We don't want your taquerias," you know that you may be missing the mark here. Antifa celebrates the Chauvin verdict by smashing up Starbucks, punching police there in Portland. Again, there's also an unlawful assembly declared in downtown Portland after a sergeant was assaulted. Two of the rioters were arrested. Surely they're back out on the street already. We have video, and we'll show this to you as well, of Black Lives Matter activists claiming that Chauvin was only convicted because of the riots and the protests. And we'll see many examples of people, from politicians to activist spokespeople to family members of George Floyd, saying all sorts of crazy stuff like this was not justice. They're not happy. They're not satisfied. The beast is, in fact, insatiable, and feeding it will only encourage its devouring maw to turn towards a different target. We'll show you those videos later in this program as well. AOC did a live stream talking about the Chauvin guilty verdict, saying this is not justice, this is not resolution, and systemic institutional racism continues. Just in case you thought the mobs getting what they wanted would make them go away, we're here to dispel that particular rumor. The ACLU also chimes in, saying we know that accountability isn't justice. Justice would be George Floyd being home with his family, his loved ones, and his community today. Inspiring the question, how can you trust an organization that doesn't know the definition of justice? The NFL and various NFL teams posted to social media celebrating this outcome. Highly unpopular, these posts, but it's never about money. It's not about popularity. It's about using the power that they've been able to acquire to put forward their destructive ideology. Of course, just before the guilty verdict came down, an event occurred in Columbus, Ohio, where a 15-year-old young woman named Micaiah Bryant was shot dead by a police officer. This inspired the instant gathering of Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters there at the scene of the crime, as well as downtown Columbus, Ohio, outside of the police precinct. Body cam footage was rapidly released, which shows without a doubt that the officer firing on this woman did so in order to save another woman's life. And we'll go frame by frame through this, where you can actually see the girl who ended up being shot raise a knife. And as she is attempting to stab another woman, she is gunned down. Of course, this doesn't matter. She's still being called unarmed. She's being called another victim, and it's another excuse to riot and go absolutely insane. This is just how divorced from reality all of these activist organizations are. Meanwhile, we have a special report that we'll play for you later today of a Hollywood movie star exposing adrenochrome and child sex trafficking. That's Jim Caviezel. He was played Jesus Christ in The Passion of the Christ, and he's come out to expose the child sex trafficking trade and adrenochrome harvesting of Hollywood. Bill Gates, meanwhile, is going to address 40 heads of state at a climate summit. That's right, the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates, is being given a platform this week to address 40 heads of state at a climate summit hosted by Joe Biden, according to a Reuters report. He's a renowned climate expert because he's selling a book about it. we'll just do whatever he says because he's rich after all. A rich nerd. Why not give him full control over all of humanity? The Biden administration has filed an appeal to force doctors to perform transgender surgeries. That's right. The Biden administration filed an appeal Tuesday against a January federal court order in North Dakota that said government cannot force doctors to perform controversial gender reassignment surgeries against their consciences. This is from CatholicVote.org. They're calling the move an attempt to establish a transgender mandate, adding that's bad for patients, doctors, and religious liberties. Circumcise the child, Catholic. Circumcise the child. Castrate the child. Destroy the child. You must. It is the dictate of your government. Rand Paul warns of climate core youth plan in horrendous Green New Deal. We'll show you this video as well. Extreme leftists within the Democratic Party formally reintroduced their radical Green New Deal Tuesday. Senator Rand Paul warned that the vast spending plan seeks to overturn the voter economy, do away with free market capitalism, and even create armies of youths dedicated to implementing socialist policy. Yes, that's right. Rand Paul pointing out what has already been in place for the last 10 years and has gotten us to this situation in the first place. The Norfolk Police Department officer who donated anonymously to the Kyle Rittenhouse Defense Fund has been fired. That's right, a high-ranking Norfolk police officer who was found donating to the defense fund of Kyle Rittenhouse has been fired from the police department. That's what you get for supporting a cause that is not pre-approved by your globalist overlords. the purge of Trump supporters from the military and police departments around the country continues. Yesterday, we covered the latest new reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine, that being shingles and herpes, as well as people who received the vaccine shedding the virus and causing those around them to experience changes in their menstrual cycles and trouble conceiving, as well as miscarriages. Now, a new reaction has been discovered. Breastfeeding mothers reporting a sudden drop in milk supply after receiving the vaccination. We'll get more into that a little bit later in the program. And finally, the Biden administration has released over 15,000 illegals into the U.S. on an honor system. Very honorable people, the people breaking into your country. You can trust them. 15,000 of them. Where are they? We don't know. Will they be back? Probably not.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD.
HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Verily, I say unto you, did good Saint George Floyd come upon the pregnant woman, and he did point a gun at her belly, verily demanding, give unto us the money you hide. And lo, she did so, and there was much rejoicing. Blessed be his name, Saint George Floyd, who does reign over us. Take unto yourself the fentanyl and the meth. Truly amazing. What do you think about this headline? Baptisms and miracles are taking place in revival at the site where George Floyd died, says a Christian group. Miracles. The man was a saint. He was more than a saint. He was a prophet. You know, normally, you don't want to speak ill of the dead. The man died in extremely unfortunate circumstances. And that's typically where you'd leave it. Again, I keep drawing parallels between what happened to George Floyd and the Pecan Park raid that occurred in Houston several years ago. Major differences, obviously, the race had a lot to do with it. The fact that the people in the Pecan Park raid were, in fact, innocent of the crimes for which they were attacked. No fanfare, no riots, no protests. And what happened? Well, the police were held accountable. Those responsible for the botched raid and the killing of the innocent people were sent to jail for a very, very long time. Our system generally holds people to account better than almost any other in the country. So it's not like sitting here demonizing George Floyd for the sheer fun of it. It is fun. But it's only in response to his deification, his uplifting, his being celebrated by all and sundry as a prophet, a saint, God himself, down here on earth, starring in amateur pornographies, overdosing on drugs, passing off felonious, fabricated money. There we are, celebrating, dancing with his coffin. Blessings be upon ye, saith George Floyd. I'm not kidding either. Let's go to this clip. This is Nancy Pelosi saying that George Floyd sacrificed his life for justice, kind of like Jesus did. Maybe better than Jesus. I don't know. Maybe he's better than Jesus. After all, what did Jesus do? Heal the sick? Revolutionize humankind? Supplant the former brutal laws with laws of love and caring and kindness that swept like wildfire through the ranks of the slaves of the Roman Empire to found the greatest civilizations the earth has ever known? I mean, what's that compared to buying a banana with a fake $20 bill? I think we know who the real hero is here. Here's Nancy Pelosi praising St. George Floyd.
Thank you, George Floyd. for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice. Remember when he called out for his mom? Wasn't that sad? Aren't you guys sad? Be sad now. And this has been expressed over and over again. Let's go to clip number 5. Here's George Floyd's girlfriend saying the same thing. He gave his life. George Floyd gave unto us his life. And verily we did receive the justice for which we have hungered so long. Here is new priestess in our George Floyd religion, his girlfriend, strangely nicknamed Mama. Don't look into that too much.
I love him with all my heart, and I'd do anything to have him standing next to me again today. But I know he gave his life so this could happen. And I know that he gave his life so that other people's cases can get reopened. We can re-examine the cases that were closed. We can get justice for people that deserve it.
He gave his life. It's just incredible. So after the verdicts came in yesterday, the leftists who'd gathered, the huge mobs who were there just itching to burn down the city in George Floyd's name, like any good religious mob would do. They heard about the verdict. They danced. They sang. They attacked a guy driving a truck. They broke Starbucks windows. You know, all of the normal things in a functioning country that you would expect. But not everybody's happy. You know, some people, they say it's not enough. AOC says this. The activists say this. The ACLU says this. It's not enough. We must go further. We must honor St. George Floyd with all that we do and say, for it is from he justice reigns. The ACLU saying, we know that accountability isn't justice. Justice would be George Floyd being home with his family, his loved ones, and his community today. Can we blame George Floyd at all? Even a little bit? Can we question the choices that he made throughout his life continuously? Can we recognize that he had a pretty good thing going when he was young? He was a star football player. He had his life on the right track. And he threw it all away. The choices that he made led to his ultimate demise. That's not to say people deserve to die for making the wrong choice. The saddest part about this is that because he's dead, he didn't get a chance to change his life for the better. He didn't get a chance to repent. He didn't get a chance to ask for forgiveness. And if you look at the way that he is being treated and the way that Black Lives Matter is being treated, it has all of the aspects of a religion, but not just a religion, a death cult, a total religious cult now finally has its culminating piece, its figurehead. George Floyd now sits upon the throne of hell.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. May the blessings of George Floyd be upon ye. You know, we talked about it yesterday a little bit with Norm Pattis. And again, these arguments have been going on since, you know, 1,000 years before Jesus. You can go to the Platonic dialogues with Socrates, and then Socrates wrote, talking about what is justice? What is justice? How do we achieve justice? Now, as we understand justice here in America, it is derived fairly directly from Christianity, in that we don't, we've moved beyond an eye for an eye. I've talked about this before, that an eye for an eye was a revolutionary concept when it came out, because it doesn't feel like justice, does it? If you stab my eye out, all I'm going to do is stab your eye. No, 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 no. You stab my eye out, I'm going to kill your whole family. That's the way it used to be, right? Eye for an eye was like, hold on, let's tap the brakes here. Let's have the justice fit the crime. Let's have equivalent exchange. And Jesus came along and said, that was the old rule. The new rule is turn the other cheek. Revolutionary concept. So here in America, we don't consider justice to be recompensatory. Is that a word? You know, if you do something to me, I don't get to do it to you then. It's more about protecting society as a whole, preventing people from committing a crime again, from continuing to victimize people, and to have the punishment fit the crime, as is dictated by our Constitution. It's an imperfect system, but we don't have the gift of foresight. We can't predict somebody's going to do something and prevent them from doing a bad thing. Once the bad thing happens, we do our best to find that person, hold them to account, punish them, reform them, and perhaps turn them into a beneficial member of society. Not very well. And, you know, the justice system could use a lot of reform. The prison system could use a lot of reform. But as it stands now, we can't bring George Floyd back from the dead, obviously. We can't bring a murder victim back from the dead. So you do the next best thing and you hold the murderer to account. Now, I'm arguing on their premise, by the way. If we want to talk about whether this was actual murder, whether Derek Chauvin deserved any sort of punishment at all, or a small amount or a large amount, that's not what the question is. Let's just assume that the liberals and progressives are right about this, that this was murder, out-and-out murder, and he must be held to account. Well, he is. He's going to prison. He'll be sitting in a concrete box for decades. I think that's a little unfair. I think he did what he was trained to do. I think this case has a lot more to do with police training, police tactics, the drug problems, drug overdoses, repeated criminality in the black community in particular. We have a huge proportion of people with just lives dedicated to criminality, and it's going to end bad for them. It's not good, and it's the choices that they make. And you can try to help them to not make those choices. You can try to put them in a situation where they have other options, or you can demand money from the government. These are different options here. But they're not happy. They're not satisfied, the left, even though they've gotten what justice our fallen systems can offer them, more so than many people in America would say. They'd say it's unfair what's being done to Derek Chauvin. But it is being done. The ACLU says it's not enough. The AOC says it's not enough. The activists say it's not enough, and it never will be enough. And they also say that's because they rioted, and because they protested, and because they threaten the jury, that they got this response. And so they're encouraged, and they're going to do it more. And I have videos to prove it. First, let's go to AOC saying Chauvin conviction in George Floyd's death was not justice. Here it is, clip number 4.
So no, this verdict is not justice.
Yes, it is.
Frankly, I don't even think we call it full accountability, because there are multiple officers that were there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just Derek Chauvin. And I also don't want this moment to be framed as this system working, because it's not working. And
she's like, what the hell am I talking about? What am I saying?
That's what creates a lot of complexity in this moment.
Okay, great. It's very complex. Yes, you're a genius. Wow, what would we do without you? Stupid as hell. But the point is there that they want more. It's like you got a guy that did something wrong. You let that guy face his accusers, you know, argue his case in front of a jury of his peers, You do your best to isolate them from the, and again, none of this actually happened, right? The jury was intimidated from the very beginning. Politicians came out and threatened to, up to and including the president himself, Joe Biden, coming out and saying, I hope the jury chooses the right verdict. The verdict I decided, the verdict the media has dictated should be decided. But we'll go with your premise and say that this guy deserved it. He got what was coming to him. And now he's literally going to be going away for decades. Now, this will probably get overturned on appeal because if you look at the threats of violence that were coming from as high up as congresswomen, the president of the United States, multiple congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, Maxine Waters, mobs, rioters saying openly they're going to burn down the city if things don't go their way. Animal blood and a severed pig's head being left on the doorstep of the of one of the defense witnesses. Just think about this in any other context, right? Think about if it wasn't the media spectacle that we ended up with. Think about if this was just some sort of murder trial taking place in a small town. Maybe the mafia was involved and you have like animal blood being smeared all over the house of one of the defense witnesses. That's an egregious violation of our justice system. That is a threat to one of our most, I mean, look at this. It's gory. It's horrific. No way would this be just allowed, right? It's because all the media is on it that this is somehow justified? Of course not. No, no. If you look at this in a totally unbiased way, there's no way that this is acceptable. There's no way that a jury could be expected to come to a reasonable and unbiased conclusion with this. So we may see this overturned. But let's go here. This is clip number 7. Minneapolis Black Lives Matter protester on microphone says that they only got this result because of their riots and their protests. So, you know, you have petulant children rioting and protesting things they don't understand and haven't looked into and have been told dictated by shadowy elites pulling their strings and giving them billions upon billions of dollars to carry out their orders. They don't understand any of this. All they understand is we rioted, we attacked, we weren't punished, and actually we were rewarded. And so what's the lesson that they inevitably learn? Let's do it again. This is how we get what we want. We better continue this and even step it up, because why the hell not? Let's roll it.
We need to go way beyond voting at this point.
That's right.
We need to be coming out here every single day if that's what it takes until we get justice for the people that they murdered a week ago they've already forgotten about.
The only reason, once again, that we got this conviction is because we showed up.
That's right.
And if we don't keep showing up, and if we don't change laws, and we don't attack this system from every single f***ing angle we can, we will be here again.
There you go. The attacks will continue. The onslaught will continue. The mobs will continue. Logic be damned. Reason be damned. The particulars of individual incidents be damned. It's a race war, folks. It's on. And only one side is fighting. Gee, I wonder how this ends. We're going to watch a video from Amy Horowitz on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, let me play this quick clip for you. It is of that same, it's that same camera angle that we just saw. The young gentleman there saying that the Derek Chauvin trial outcome was because of the riots and protests. Saying, you know, we rioted, we protested, we got what we wanted, time to step it up and continue the chaos. Here's another Black Lives Matter representative on the microphone saying he's a revolutionary. Here it is.
That's what the power of the people is. We are powerful. We can get change if we want it. Let me tell you, the only reason this system, this capitalist system, remains intact is because the Democrats and Republicans are working together to maintain it. That's why I'm not an independent, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a revolutionary.
I'm a revolutionary. It's like, just cut off welfare. All these people just, they just go home. We're funding our own subversion continuously. It's like, we're powerful. We rely on the government. We rely on other people doing work to make money. We rely on the government to take that money from them and give it to us. We're powerful. Where do you think this ends? What do you think stops this? Why would this slow down, halt, or most importantly, reverse? Do you see any evidence of that going on? Do you see any evidence that the people in power even recognize the threat that this force poses? This revolutionary, progressive religion that they have now indoctrinated themselves into and now push through every single medium available, including the education system, as young as elementary school? Do you see any reversal to the reparations being proposed now, to the diversity and inclusion measures being taken by the administration? Any plan to prevent, let alone reverse, the influx of hundreds of thousands of foreigners into our country on a monthly basis? Anything? Any idea where this goes? Any modicum of historical knowledge that may inform your outlook? Because as far as I can tell, nobody's doing anything to stop it. Nobody's even doing anything to slow it down. It's only increasing. It's only speeding up. And again, this is not... Americans have an arrogance. Well-earned, well-deserved, right? There used to be the USSR, which was the communist menace, which is massive, incredibly powerful. Like, we don't have that anymore. And it collapsed under its own weight. But that was after a fierce battle against communism. I mean, they had to face off with the Nazis, right? Then once Nazis were taken care of, they had to face off with America, the most powerful nation, you know, in the history of the world. They still existed for 80 years. For 80 years, the communists were in power in Russia. And that was with the concerted effort to bring them down by the most powerful nation in the history of the world. If we go down that road, is there an equivalent America on the other side of the world who will fight to free us? This isn't something that just, they're just silly little socialists. They'll go away. No, they won't. Where are they going to go? Of course not. They'll get into power. They'll do the same thing the communists have always done. They'll purge their enemies. They'll turn on each other. They'll collapse the entire system. They'll blame capitalism. They'll reinforce their beliefs. The system will continue to crumble. It's a downward slide with no finishing point. There's not a point that everybody just wakes up and goes, oh, well, better go back to the way we were before. That's not going to happen. It's a permanent downward slide. And I say this because it seems like InfoWars is the only people that recognize what's going on here and are warning you against it. I want to play this video from Amy Horowitz, because, again, this is what the people on the ground are saying. And that's what really matters. I mean, you can look at the academics, you can look at the far leftists in the media and go, they're the far left, they're the extreme. No, this is pervasive. This is everywhere. This is being indoctrinated through every means of communication, from big tech, well, every platform, to big media, to entertainment. I mean, literally, they're just like, no, we don't care about how good your story is. What's the racial composition? What's the message you're saying? Does the message support a progressive ideology? If not, we're not interested. And of course, in the education system as well. So let's go to Amy Horowitz and see what people on the ground really think. And just think, where do you think this goes? Here's Amy Horowitz on the ground in Minnesota.
I'm Amy Horowitz. I'm back in Minneapolis, and the tensions are high. The city is about to explode. I'm here to find out what the hell is going on.
Well, one thing I need y'all to do when you go home at night.
If Chauvin is not convicted of murder, do you think the city is going to burn down?
Yeah. Some of the people who are looting, they're just destroying stuff. They're not really taking anything. They're just angry because they don't know.
Which you think is fair?
Yeah. They don't know how else to vent their feelings, so it becomes rage, and they start tearing up stuff.
Would you condemn people who say we want to burn the city down?
Absolutely not. That might not be something that I end up doing, but I understand that rage as a black person.
Not do that.
No.
Do you support why they would do that?
Yeah.
You can burn the whole city down. What does it matter?
So I say burn the city down, so they can see that we're here. Continue.
So they can see that we're here.
Do you think the city's going to burn down?
Yes, absolutely.
No question about it.
No. And that'll be the least of our problems.
By burning all the city down, we'll teach them a lesson?
I think, honestly, I'm all for voting it down.
Should we eliminate the judicial system completely?
Should we eliminate it completely? I'm going to go ahead and give you the flat rate answer of yes.
Yeah, just get rid of the whole judicial system.
Yes.
Since we know what Chauvin did to George Floyd, should we have dispensed the trials? We're not going to have a trial.
Yeah.
Let's just convict him right now.
Yeah.
There shouldn't even be a trial. He should be convicted just as is.
When got off, would you support street justice on him?
Yes.
Y'all should have fed him to the wolves a long time ago.
How many unarmed black people were killed by cops last year? You have an idea?
100 plus? In just Minnesota?
No, around the country.
Oh, thousands.
Unarmed
thousands.
Black.
Thousands. There are 18.
Destruct the whole race.
You know, the whole African American race.
Would you consider this a genocide? It's the eradication of an entire people.
That's a good question, and now that I've been confronted with it, I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
One race. Oh my God, you can't take these people seriously. Pause it. Go back. Go back like 10 seconds. I haven't thought about that genocide, but yeah. But yeah, now that I really give it a lot of thought here, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. You know, I've really thought about it now. God, genocide. Never thought about that before. But yeah. Yeah, I think that is what's going on here. Yeah, yeah. One lifelong criminal dies in the hands of the police, and that's a genocide? What the hell are you talking about? I mean, these people are so brainwashed, it is beyond possible belief. And you can tell how destructive the victim mentality has been to these people. They're totally hopeless, right? Just think about this. That was Amy Horowitz. You can go back to it. I mean, it's just endless chaos, endless destruction. There's like, we want to burn it all down. Do away with the judicial system, do away with fairness, do away with jury trials. The mob will speak and we will devour those who stand up against us. And it's entirely because of this victim mentality. I mean, yeah, 18 people, they think it's thousands. Like, they're just so wrong. They're so incredibly wrong. That's just the beginning. Their whole concept is wrong. Their whole mindset is wrong from a moral level, from a humanity perspective. I mean, think about this. You have a race of people who are kept as slaves, kept not just starting from zero, starting from below zero, right? Purposely kept and prevented from being literate. Not allowed to have jobs. Of course, they held no money. That was in the 1860s. 100 years later, they are reaching parity with their white counterparts. That is a massive and incredible achievement in the history of mankind. In 100 years, to go from below zero, to go from bondage to basically like nearly equivalent to the white people in America. Incredible achievement. And then what happened? Then the government came in and said, oh, now you need our help. Oh, now you need welfare. Now you need to be reminded you're a victim. And every number has just collapsed ever since then.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Actor Jim Caviezel is being ridiculed and defamed in the mainstream news for speaking out against child trafficking. While promoting his new film, Sound of Freedom, based on the true story of former U.S. government agent Tim Ballard, who quit his job to devote his life to rescuing children from global sex traffickers, Jim Caviezel described what adrenochrome is.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline, and they have a lot of terms that they use.
The Mockingbird media responded by firing a chorus of headlines into the brainwashed minds of the public, all to the tune of, adrenochrome and the consumption of children is a dangerous right-wing lie. But it isn't. Millions of people waking up from the generational sleepy lie of pop culture are seeing the ugly truth, seeing the millions of babies aborted each year, sold for fetal body parts, seeing old women rub aborted fetal tissue into their skin to appear younger, and seeing official science comparing young blood to the fountain of youth. It doesn't matter how many times the lying fake news media decries QAnon, conspiracy theorists, or right-wingers. Millions are now seeing what they have been busy hiding: the trafficking of children, slavery. Caviezel warned that the film may never be seen because there are very famous people in Hollywood involved in child trafficking.
And once they see the ships that they transport the children in and all of this stuff, well, there's no other film like this. Our industry can't make this film right now because of a lot of people that are involved in it all over the world that are in this. And many of these people are very famous.
He even mentioned Dumbs.
Because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, and Dumbs and all kinds of places.
Deep underground military bases, which we were warned about in 1995 by former government engineer turned whistleblower Phil Schneider. People have always been telling us this ugly truth. Alex Jones and David Icke, William Cooper, Manly P. Hall, all the way back to Aristotle. And now it's all coming out into the open. The apocalypse. The revealing of what was once hidden. Like Plato's allegory of the cave, there are millions who keep themselves ignorantly buried in the mainstream lie. But millions of us are awakening to the evil truth, and we demand justice.
And these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Incredible stuff, folks. You can share that video, and of course, I implore you to do so at band.video and InfoWars.com. I am joined to my right by Tom Papert, of course, editor-in-chief of National File, and usually is the guy who sits in for me when I have to go on vacation or have a child here on this program. Thanks so much for being with us, Tom.
Happy to be here, Harrison. And since I don't even know if we've had a chance to talk face-to-face on air since you had a child, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's going quite well. Although last night he felt like the middle of the night was a good time to go absolutely insane. So I'm glad you're here to help me through this and make up for some of the lost sleep that I'm suffering here. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about, I think we might move on from Chauvin, although I do want to get your take on what's going on there. But we're going to talk about this body cam footage showing the killing of this 15-year-old just before she stabbed somebody and a whole bunch of other stuff, folks. I got to get my adrenochrome shot here in my arm, and then I'll be rearing and ready to go, folks. Stay with us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the coffee because it's delicious and it'll keep you up. Tom and I can attest to that. We'll be right back.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Sitting to my right is Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com. Of course, one of my top three sources of news every morning, InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, and National File. Those are my go-to. Because you guys do a lot of really great independent reporting, and you uncover a lot of really fantastic stuff. Especially love the work by Patrick Howley, one of the best reporters out there right now. You guys have a lot of great stories. What's on your radar today, Tom?
Well, you know, Harrison, of course, yesterday we were here live during the verdict of the Chauvin trial, and we saw the crowds erupt in celebration. I've never seen these people so happy. They didn't even remember COVID. They were taking their mask off and crying into it like it was a tissue. But then
they were protected by St. George Floyd.
St. George Floyd. No, I think he's Jesus, according to Nancy Pelosi.
He's better than Jesus.
Yes, he is the new religion right
yeah.
there. But almost immediately, another shooting happened, Harrison, that they were able to sink their teeth into, and they're screaming, "How dare you do this on the day of the Chauvin conviction? How dare you do this?" And of course, it's always very tragic when somebody dies and is shot by the police. But this girl in Ohio was lunging at a cop with a knife.
Yeah.
Or lunging at another person with a knife.
Lunging at another
and the
woman,
cop
yeah.
ended it. And so I find it fascinating. They've already transitioned onto a completely new story.
Yeah. And, you know, people are surprised by this. I'm not at all. Because when you think about the last year and think about the various people that there have been riots over, there was a guy who shot himself in the head in Philadelphia. They rioted over him. There was another guy in Washington, D.C. who was fleeing the cops on a moped and crashed his moped. They rioted for him. I mean, it's not like there's a threshold here where it's like, okay, it has to be an innocent person. They have to be unarmed and they have to be killed by the police when they're not resisting. Like, it doesn't matter. They can be attacking the police. They can be attacking another person. They can just literally just kill themselves while the police are near them. And the riots will ensue. So let's play this video and we'll watch it and then we'll show you some still frames from it. There you're seeing one from the InfoWars article. Mother of 16-year-old shot dead by police after stabbing says she promoted peace. Here she is promoting peace with her knife. Very interesting stuff. So, you know, let's watch this video and then we'll comment on it. Here's the body cam footage of this deadly encounter by the police of this 16-year-old in Columbus, Ohio yesterday.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, hey,
there, the fatal shots, and the girl goes down.
Harrison, what's interesting is TV viewers who are watching closely are going to be able to see in just a couple seconds the knife that this person was allegedly holding and attacking who are apparently her family with. And it is a decent-sized knife. You've got a knife to your left, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's comparable.
Right. Right here.
And this is not a butter knife.
Let's go to the still frame where you can see the knife very clearly, because you're right. It is a sizable knife. It is large, and it's like, you know, I'm tempted to just be sarcastic here and just, you know, just be like, you know what? I agree with the protesters. The cops should have let the girl in pink be stabbed. They should have let her be just filled with holes, just absolutely cut up, butchered, out there in the driveway. I mean, could there be a more clear, appropriate use of deadly force than when you have the knife literally moving in to stab an unarmed person, and then the shots go off? I mean, you cannot have a more clearly justified use of force.
Well, and Harrison,
am I crazy here?
No, you're not. In fact, that's what I was thinking watching this. It's like, I'm not a cop. I've never been in law enforcement. But what would I think that you would do differently from how it played out exactly? And of course, the irony of irony is I guarantee you that if this had not happened, if this girl had been allowed to stab her cousin or whoever this was, a sister, brother, I don't even know that, but my understanding is it was a family call. Well, then you know the police would be blamed for the stabbing victim.
Right.
You should have intervened. Why didn't you shoot her in the leg? How come you didn't tase her? How come you didn't tackle her? And of course, that there is no winning solution here for the police officer, which is, I think, a metaphor for where we're at as a country. The police, yeah, as soon as they show up, they've already lost. There's no good way out of it for them.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the consequences of the result that we saw yesterday for the Derek Chauvin trial. I mean, I would hate to be a cop.
Right.
These days, I mean, it's a lose-lose situation. Either I guess what they would prefer is that he just keep yelling as this other girl just gets stabbed and cut up and sliced up with a knife. I mean, it's a lose-lose situation. Who knows? I mean, with the way that political pressure goes now, even though it's clearly on film that the girl is, I mean, literally swinging with her knife at the other girl when she gets shot, maybe he'll be arrested. Maybe he'll be thrown in a concrete box for the next several decades. So as a cop, you have to be asking, like, is it worth it? And, should I not just, like, let the criminals have their way and then, you know, just clean up after? They'll just be like crime janitors rather than crime preventers. And so, you know, you can look at this, you can look at the verdict on so many different levels, but I think one of the most important levels is the fallout, the downstream effects that this, conviction will have, for policing, you know, in an everyday basis. But I'm not surprised they're riding, you know, over this. They literally ride over. I mean, there was a guy in D.C. Maybe y'all can find this. He crashed his own moped and they rioted for him. It's like there's no rhyme or reason to this. It's baseless, insatiable chaos by the mob.
No, I think that's the best way you can describe it. The mob got what they wanted, so the mob is going to continue to do it. And frankly, I think there's a certain part of this. I've been saying this for months. It's a year, I guess, really. None of this would be happening, Harrison, if not for the lockdowns. These people would be distracted. They would be living some modicum of a life, even if it's just going out to the club every night, going out to the bar every night. But that has been taken from them. They're angry. They don't know why they're angry. They should be angry at Fauci. They should be angry at the people who are perpetuating this. But as we see, instead, they take it out on the local police after they do their jobs. And this is all ginned up by the media completely. And this is all, as you said, insatiable. It will never end until these people can find another outlet for their violent tendencies, for their hatred, for their furious behavior. And frankly, I don't think the media is ever going to stop. So the best we can hope for is maybe they can go back to the club. They can go back to the bar. The OIQ people can stop rioting in the streets.
The bare minimum. I mean, you know, just listening to what they say. I mean, from the Amy Horowitz interviews where he's going around asking people and they're just like, yeah, burn it down, burn it all down. I want to burn everything down. Or just the chants that you hear on a daily basis from these mobs are just like, we are burning things. We are destroying. Right. We are destructive. They build nothing. They create nothing. They have no pride, nothing to look forward to. And it's not because that's been stolen from them. It's because they've been convinced that they are perpetual victims that it doesn't matter. You know, they shouldn't try because it's impossible for them to achieve anything. Therefore, they should just try to destroy things that other people have built and created. So it's just a perpetual victim cycle where they think I will just destroy what you have because I don't have it. It's entirely destructive. And I just keep asking the questions. What is the point of Black Lives Matter? Like, if the point of Black Lives Matter is to get black people killed and bring about military occupation on city streets, they are wildly successful, right?
Right.
If their goal is to actually improve black lives, show me one piece of evidence of anything they've done ever that has improved anybody's life except for the people at the very top.
Well, I was going to say, are you forgetting Patrice Cullors, who has, you know, a mansion collection? I've heard of one mansion or two mansion. No, she has a whole collection. And of course, the great irony, I was watching that video you played earlier in the show, and they're saying, yeah, you know, this is a genocide, the more that I think about it. Meanwhile, you were showing me an article about Planned Parenthood where the employees are now saying, okay, we can't keep ignoring the racist history of Margaret Sanger, who I would argue, and many people would argue, is committing an actual genocide against black Americans, because every Planned Parenthood, she wanted it to be in a poor black neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. Here's the article right here. New York Times. I'm the head of Planned Parenthood. We're done making excuses for our founder. It's like, okay, I want to see the same sentiment from the head of VW, right? From Volkswagen. You know, because this is what we're talking about. It's like, you know what? I'm done making excuses for our founder Hitler, right? Like, I'm done making excuses for the fact that Margaret Sanger literally said we're creating Planned Parenthood in order to genocide and totally eliminate the Negro race. Like, that's what she wanted. That's what she thought. And they're like, we're done making excuses for her. Like, okay, man. All right. So we're just out here open and saying it's completely absurd, nonsensical, and totally destructive. And it's all on purpose, right? You're right. It's not a coincidence that COVID happens on the exact same year that the Black Lives Matter really takes off.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it. And I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide. I'm a ride, that's on God.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is American Journal, InfoWars.com. I haven't plugged properly yet, so I'm going to be rude to my guest, Tom Papert, here, and actually take a moment to tell you fine folks, you InfoWarriors out there, about the restocked and reloaded special going on now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off the back-in-stock specials, including Alpha Power, Prostaguard, Winter Sun Plus, that's our vitamin D3 supplement, my personal favorite that I take every single day, Rocket Rest as well, back in stock, and all T-shirts are $17.76, including what I have on here beneath my suit. Like Superman, I have the Molon Labe shirt underneath. Absolutely fantastic product. The quality is amazing. And, yeah, just about every day under my suit I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt. And they only get softer and more comfortable as time goes on. I really can't encourage you to get the T-shirts enough. And, of course, you help us to do all the things that we do here at InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com and making a purchase. That's where all of our income comes from. That's how we prosecute this war of information against the enemies of mankind. And I notice you're drinking. Are you drinking the coffee?
I am drinking the coffee. It's delicious.
Fantastic?
No, it is. And when I drink cheap coffee, it's like you've got to doctor it up. You have to put stuff in it.
Right.
With this, it is some of the best coffee because you can drink it black and you don't notice it's black.
Yeah.
It actually has flavor, which is a crazy thing.
It really is. I'm a coffee snob here. I don't even know if the coffee's in stock, but I can't help it. I got to praise it because it really is some of the best stuff. But it's in line with everything else we do here at InfoWars. It's top of the line stuff. You're not going to get some cheap trash that we mark up a lot and sell you. There you go. You can add it to your cart. Immune support blend, 100% organic coffee. So I highly recommend that, folks. If you like coffee, I mean, I pretty much only drink like cappuccinos, espressos. Like I don't go for the drip coffee anywhere else. But in the office, I drink several cups of this a day. The drip coffee, because it is just that good. And of course you can blend it up nice and thin and have espresso with it as well. But it is fantastic coffee, and I recommend that as well. You probably buy coffee. If you're out there, you probably buy coffee if you're an American. So why not buy it from the good guys? All right, that's enough plugging. Hopefully people get the message here that, you know, the state that we're in metaphysically is of the utmost peril. We are going down a path, the end of which is utter destruction for all mankind. I mean, you can't overstate this enough. And it seems like even those on the right wing that are in power have no concept of how rapidly this is evolving, how aggressive our enemies are, and how organized and interconnected all of these different schemes truly are at the end of the day. So, you know, InfoWars is here like a lone bastion along with National File and a few other publications actually sounding the alarm bells here. But I mean, I don't know. I just take it all in, Tom, and I'm just like, I just, all I see is just the yawning maw of the Kraken rising up from the deep to swallow us. I mean, this is like some, you know, Lovecraftian level horrors that we're facing here. And, you know, it's InfoWars versus the world. It's one little rowboat against an armada of battleships.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you saw what your, I guess, competition over at Fox News was saying, Greg Gutfeld, yesterday. He said, oh, well, I don't think he's guilty, but thank God it's finally over. I'm sick of riots. You know, he's a good sacrificial lamb.
Oh, yeah, it's over now.
Yeah, but that's the naivete, right? Like, they think this is going to be over. They think that we're going to just go back to how things used to be before this insanity started and things are going to go back to normal. That will never happen. They don't understand that, but they yearn to go back to 2008. They yearn to go back to 2012. And they really believe that now that an innocent cop is going to die in prison in all likelihood, now that's what we need, Harrison. Now things are going to be normal again.
Yeah, and it's naivety or like hope where hope has no place, right? It doesn't belong here anymore because the people that we're dealing with don't have honor. Like, they just don't. I think that's sort of what it gets down to, is that, you know, you had a censure vote for Maxine Waters. And I didn't look at this closely, but I believe it was directly along party lines, right? You had Maxine Waters go out as a congresswoman, call for violence very clearly, more so ever than Donald Trump ever did, which, of course, he was impeached with that claim. They don't care. They literally don't care. It's party politics. It's, we will support their side no matter what they do, because it's an ideological neo-religious movement that these people are a part of. And meanwhile, on our side, we're like, oh, we'll just, you know, we'll give some, we'll take some, you know, it's sort of back and forth. And they, you know, they understand, they believe in America. It's like, no, they literally don't believe in America. They actually hate America. They have no will to compromise whatsoever. They are going for the jugular, and you are twiddling your thumbs.
Well, and frankly, people like Kevin McCarthy in the House, these losers, they don't, they're not much better than the Democrats. They just want to get theirs first. They know what would make America good. They know what policies would work. They're President Trump's policies. They're the policies championed by InfoWars. But to them, it's just easier to get theirs and go along. So when things get really bad, you know, they will live in a house with a 10-foot wall outside of it. And meanwhile, you will have your neighborhood destroyed by Black Lives Matter. And they just, they're not here for you and me. They're not here for anybody except their special interests. And frankly, they're loving this right now, because they get all the credit for going after Maxine Waters without ever actually having to do something that would stop it. You remember, Maxine Waters, this isn't the first crazy thing she said. It's definitely probably the most egregious, but she was telling...
I don't know. I mean, there's been some insane
stuff. It's a competition, right? Yeah. I mean, she's the one who went out there and said, anytime you see somebody from this Trump administration, go out, make a scene, push back on them. Yeah, they're at the gasoline station, I mean, it's like this woman is so out of touch and insane. But that was just allowed to pass when Republicans had the majority, if I remember right, in both houses, in both the House and the Senate.
Yeah, well, and then Kevin McCarthy says, you know, if Nancy Pelosi doesn't hold her to account, it's like, what in your decrepit mind would ever make you think that Nancy Pelosi would ever do something that actually upheld, like, the most basic foundational responsibilities or virtues of this country? Because there, you know, that's what we're missing, is virtue, is honor, is I don't know how to put it more simply than that, that, like, you know, it's okay to go, hey, you know, I may agree, but it's not appropriate for a congresswoman to do that. It's really not okay. Like, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal for Nancy Pelosi to do that, but they'll never do that. They'll never go anywhere close to that. They are out to win. They're out to destroy you. They're out to destroy everything that you care about and everything that you love. And they're like, well, maybe she'll do the right thing this time. Maybe. Yeah, maybe, Kevin McCarthy.
No, that's exactly right. Well, and meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there, as we said, heralding George Floyd as though he is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, saying, thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing yourself so the world can have justice. And now everybody knows your name. It will reign over the lands and all nations will bow to your, will bend the knee to your name. I mean, this is Nancy Pelosi. And so, yeah, there is no common ground with these people. But frankly, if Kevin McCarthy is going to believe this type of stupidity, then there's no common ground with Kevin McCarthy either.
Right.
We'd need to replace that guy as soon as hopefully in 2022 as soon as humanly possible and make sure that this guy is a footnote in history instead of the guy who lets America get stolen by Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, and you know, you have a few people in Congress that are actually standing up for the right thing, and they're the people that are inevitably and consistently and continuously targeted by the left. Now you have a California Democrat renewing the push to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, they're just going on all cylinders, just attack, 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 and the Republicans are twiddling their thumbs and asking why.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military industrial complex, they control big tech, and everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. And the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly and bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Tom Papert is my guest. He is, of course, the editor-in-chief of National File, nationalfile.com, making big waves in the alternative media industry. Only people could hear our conversations in between these segments.
Can never happen. Never.
Yeah, it'll never happen. Maybe, I don't know. That's an idea I've wanted to do with InfoWars for a while. You can like maybe pay a special subscription fee and you actually get the behind-the-scenes footage when everybody else has to go to commercial. You get to we'll maybe interact with you during commercials. I don't know. Throwing ideas out there. I want to play this video, Tom. This is from AOC, and we were talking a little bit about this in between the break, how everything is mislabeled by the Democrats, let's say. We'll get our response after this. This is AOC talking about climate change, kind of. Here it is.
The climate crisis is a crisis born of injustice. And it is a crisis born of the pursuit of profit at any and all human and ecological cost.
That's right.
Which means that we must recognize in legislation that the trampling of indigenous rights is a cause of climate change. The trampling of racial justice is a cause of climate change, because we are allowing people and we are allowing ourselves to make sure to we are allowing folks to deny ourselves human rights and deny people the right to health care, the right to housing and education.
Okay, literally that has nothing to do with climate change, you crazy, crazy woman. What's your comments on this, Tom?
You know, every time I hear her speak, I always think that's not your real voice. That's not your, or maybe that is the real voice. But at some point, she's going to see a black person in the crowd, and then she's going to break into this.
Right, right.
You know, all of a sudden, she's a Cuban revolutionary. No, she's obviously very good at what she does. You know, I've been thinking about this. Everybody thought that AOC and the squad, that they were all really radicals. But what I think they are is a clever reskin of Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi is the old white wine. Addled person who holds the power, neo-progressive, yes, neo-genius, and so meanwhile what they do is they're like, dang, this is just not working with the kids. They're all like into Bernie Sanders, and some of them say Bernie doesn't go far enough, like there's a bunch of socialists. So how do we reach these kids, to quote South Park? And so they think, well, let's get a Nancy Pelosi, except she's Hispanic. Right. Let's get a Nancy Pelosi, except she's bald and black. Let's get a Nancy Pelosi, except she's Muslim. And so they don't actually like believe the things they say, because that's so incredibly stupid. Maybe she does. But I think honestly that they just figured out a way to reskin standard progressive policies as climate change.
Right.
It's racism. And meanwhile, it's just going to give Pelosi whatever she wants.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that's I feel like it's almost every time we bring up AOC, I have to mention she's literally an actress. They literally held a casting call for her. And her early interviews, they ask her questions, and she literally, like, verbatim, well, maybe not verbatim, but they'll be like, what's your opinion on this? And she's like, oh, I haven't thought about that. I'm going to have to go back to the committee and see what I think about that. Like, she literally does not have thoughts of her own. And then, she you know, when she tries to express things, it's just a jumble of talking points and these, like, weird watchwords that, you know, you learn from Tumblr. But it is in line perfectly with all of the establishment movement. It's sort of a trend now. It's that they'll just call anything whatever they need to call it to get it passed, right? Infrastructure. What is infrastructure? It's free education for all, free college for all, free healthcare for all. That's infrastructure now. What is climate change? It's the trampling of indigenous rights. It's the trampling of racial justice. It's healthcare. I mean, the guy in front of me took too long in the drive-thru today. Damn climate change. I mean, it's almost a parody of itself. But really, all it is that the vast majority of Americans now are so brainwashed, they're so well controlled by the media, that the people in charge just know, okay, if we just call this infrastructure, people will approve it, even if it has nothing to do with infrastructure. It's open and blatant misrepresentation of whatever they want to get across, because they know it reminds me of the asylum thing. It's like, well, do they actually qualify for asylum? Are they actual refugees? No. They just know if you use the term refugee, then you can morally berate somebody until they let, you know, people in. It's just about whatever, it's about applying whatever convenient label is necessary to get what they want, and it's so blatant, it's absurd.
Well, it is incredibly blatant, and I think that that is the one thing, because they know that their people are just the low-IQ knuckle-draggers of the world. If AOC says something, then they're going to go along with it. And by the way, even the Democratic Socialists hate AOC now, because they know, they realize that all she is a pretty face on top of the same Democrat power structure that the Democratic Socialists say doesn't go far enough. You know, they want real Leninism. They're not happy with what AOC brings to the table. But I think that that is the only silver lining here, Harrison, the only white pill, I guess, is that these people are so over the top that they're reaching, they're overreaching, and I think they're going to find out that not everybody believes that white supremacy is literally baked into the bridges somehow.
Right.
As Pete Buttigieg says, again, that's what he says. Every road and highway in America, literally, the racism is built into it. It just, when they were building it, they sprinkled it into the bricks.
Yeah, maybe they did, Tom. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe bridges are a symbol of white supremacy. And the true progressive method is
I'm looking at, I don't know what this is in front of me here, but I'm looking at a bridge, and it's just, it's been giving me Ku Klux Klan vibes all morning.
This is a very racist bridge we're looking at here. It's the Austin, over 360. There it is, folks. I'm sorry to have to show this to you. Trigger warning, racism inbound. There's perhaps one of the most racist bridges in America. We'll have to get Mayor Pete on that. It's completely nonsensical. And, you know, we're talking about this. It's amazing that, like, Republicans, as weak and stupid as most of them are, they're at least upfront about what they want. They're like, we want voter integrity. We want to know that our votes are being counted and that people that shouldn't be allowed to vote aren't voting and that people aren't taking advantage of our lax laws in order to, change or, you know, some way cheat the system. And they're like, we want voter integrity. And it's all the Democrats. We know, really, that's code. Really, you hate black people and think they shouldn't have the vote. And it's right. Just like, the hell are you talking? No, we want voter integrity. You can't just, like, claim that really that's code for something else. Meanwhile, they really do that. They really are like, don't you want infrastructure? Oh, by the way, infrastructure is giving me $1 million for, a new Bengal tiger. Like, it is whatever the hell they want. They put a label on it and everybody falls for it. Meanwhile, the Republicans actually use the label of the thing that they actually want, and it's claimed, oh, it's all
Well, they project their evil onto us, because, again, if they were calling for election integrity, which if you think about it, they were calling for it in a way throughout COVID. They were like, well, we need greater voting accessibility. That way people can vote during a pandemic. And we just want to help people. We just want to make it so you can participate in our democracy. And of course, what that really means is they want Mark Zuckerberg to spend millions of dollars buying vote by mail boxes that are just on the street corner of every major city with no camera, nobody making sure they're not tampered with. You just stuff them as full as many as you want, and then they get picked up at some point. Sometimes they're dropped off 5 days late. Sometimes they're dumped in a ditch if they don't like who voted. I mean, that's what they meant by we want to make elections more secure during COVID.
Right.
They meant we want to steal an election from President Trump. Mm-hmm. And so they literally engaged in this exact type of process. But I will say that I don't know if I agree with you. I think the Republican voters, the info warriors who, you know, by and large probably vote Republican but wouldn't consider themselves party loyalists, I think that they are incredibly intelligent, but people in leadership, people like Kevin McCarthy, people like Mitch McConnell, they are doing the same thing as the Democrats. They don't want election integrity. They'll say it, but that's just so they can walk around with their handout getting paid,
right,
while letting the Democrats.
I think you're right. I but leaving the national party to the side, I think, you know, when you look at just like a senator from Georgia, you know, a state senator from Georgia who's just like, we want election integrity. And it's just like, no, he really just wants election integrity. Like, he's just being honest about what he wants. But then it's like all these evil people that are just perpetually deceitful being like, we know what you really want. You want black people back in chains. It's like, no, you got to show your ID to vote. Is this so complicated? But you're right. It's complete projection. They mislabel everything. And it's a really awful form of deceit. And we see it everywhere. We see it even here in Austin with people going, we'd never get elected on socialist policy, so we hide those until we're in office.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned.
arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done, and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. Tom Papert is my guest. Of course, editor-in-chief of National File. I didn't realize you were in town, Tom, so I saw you wandering the hallways yesterday.
I snuck in.
Emperor Papertine.
The security didn't notice. I'm not here. They're going to come escort me out any minute
now. The air vents here. But no, I had to have you on, and of course, you know, better late than never. Thank you for covering for me rather often, actually, but especially during the week of my son's birth. It's great to know that somebody so capable is there sort of on the back bench, ready to go and get in the fight and cover for any of us info warriors when we we have something come up. So really do appreciate it.
Hey, I'm happy to do it. And thank you for, you know, having such an amazing crew, having such an amazing viewership, having such amazing bumper music. I said like 50 times that week, man, he picks really good music for these bumpers. But I don't know if that's you. I don't know if that's crew, but whoever it is, great music taste, man.
It's a little bit of both of us. I want to do like a call-in contest where it's like, if you can name the source of all of our bumper music, if you are a fan of everything from Samurai Champloo to the 1998 computer game Baldur's Gate, then you and I are friends because that's where the music comes from. So still a lot to talk about here. We go through so many topics during the middle of these breaks, and so one of the things that gives me hope, and we're talking about this during the break, is that I used to be a dumb libtard. I admit, I watched The Daily Show, and I thought that was the truth. And right. I didn't even know that they were biased. I thought my dad was crazy for telling me that, right? And I'd get in these big arguments with my parents about, I guess this goes back to, we were talking about like Michael Zimmerman's guy who used to work here. George Zimmerman, in the Trayvon Martin case. And I would like get in these big arguments where I was like, it was a white guy killing a black guy. This is awful. And then it was like years later, you actually look into it, and it's like, oh, crap, I was totally wrong about that. I owe my parents an apology
right.
for storming out of the restaurant like that. I mean, literally, you know, I felt very strongly about that. Same way I was not a big fan of Donald Trump when he first came out. I believed the lies about him until I looked into it myself, and I realized what the truth was, and I came around. And so I have hope that there are people out there right now that are dumb, that believe the wrong thing, right. that listen to the people who are lying to them and can be exposed to the truth and can change their mind. And, you know, it's weird to me that the response of so many people when they learn that they're being lied to is to get mad at the people who tell them they're being lied to.
Right.
When I learned that I was lied to about Obama or about Trayvon Martin or about Donald Trump, I got mad at the people who lied to me about it. And I hope that there is a sizable portion of America out there that, if exposed to the truth, can come around.
Well, and what gives me hope is you never really hear about this going the opposite direction, Harrison. You never hear about the Trump supporter who, you know, really got into the policies and read about the consequences of illegal immigration and what is this going to do to the demographic change of the country and how come low taxes are better for all people. And then they never go back the other direction. There's right. there's zero chance in 5 years that you're going to come back and be like, I can't believe I used to work at InfoWars. Little did I know Stalin was right all along. You know, North Korea is not real communism. You know, that's never going. This is really racist, and you should never do it. You know, that there's just no chance that you're going to turn into that guy. So that's what gives me hope. Is it may take people a long time. Not everybody may even be capable or willing to do it. But once you start going down the rabbit hole of sanity, I don't think there's a way to get your foot out of that hole, and it's going to subsume you in a good way.
Right. Well, it's, you know, we. Almost every day I'm bringing up the metaphor of the cave, Plato's cave, and it is really the perfect metaphor, because once you're out of the cave, once you see the light, you cannot go back in and then believe that the shadows are real. You know that they're not real. You know that it's fake, and you really can't shove that to the side. So I think there's hope out there, and I think that, you know, maybe it's just about putting this across. And it's really about people having the confidence and wherewithal to be able to change their mind. And that's why what the people that we're facing, I consider being like in a cult or in a death cult, because they do not allow alternative information to penetrate their wall of control. They do not allow for critical thinking. They do not allow for questioning of their dogma, because the instant that you do, you shatter the entire illusion and people are able to escape. And so they have to not only prevent that, you know, infiltration of the truth into their kingdom of lies, they actually train their people to themselves, you know, reject it and push back. And that's why they are, you know, insanely focused on claiming everything disagreeing with them is right. Hate.
And you have and to must be censored. Not just that, but you're not you should not allow hate to exist in the same world as, you know, the rational people, the good right. people, the holy people. And that's exactly what it's all about, because they know. I mean, they learned in 2016 that our messaging is better, that our vision of the country and the world as a place that can be a wonderful place with just a little bit of work and a little bit respect for different cultures and staying different, that is a winning message. And so therefore, they must ban it. Therefore, they cannot allow their cult members to see it. This is the dangerous part of the cult, where they're telling you, no, you're not allowed to speak to your friends and family. No, no, no. If they don't wear a mask, then they're not a good person, and you can't have anything to do with them. No, 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 no. If you dare to go to that website, you might just become part of the anti-science mob. You might start hating black people. You might start hating Muslims. You could become a bigot. And so that is, I think, why it's so important that they ban us. And of course, obviously, that is why it's so important that Ban.video exists and InfoWars exists and National File exists, and that you go and you share the Ban.video links and you click the share link that will allow it to go on Twitter and Facebook still, because that is at least a little tiny ray of hope until we can get another Trump or Trump back or somebody to put a magnifying glass on that little ray of hope.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you're exactly right. That is why it's so important that we exist and try to continue to make these arguments, because what the left does is they take advantage of the goodness that most people have, especially people in America. We want to be on the side of the unfortunate. We want to be be defenders of the defenseless. We want to speak out for those that don't have a voice. And so they take that impulse and they twist it to their own ends. And that was, you know, sort of what I realized, especially, you know, back in the early parts of the 2016 presidential campaign, when I thought Trump was just a big bad racist. I mean, I admit, you know, I was a fool. I fell for, you know, the Daily Show line of just like, because they show you a selective clip. You don't do any more research.
You're like, my God, how can he say these things?
God, what a terrible thing to say. And then you look into it and you're like, no, wait, I'm
remembering kind of my similar process. And once you do that, once you see what was really said and you sit there and you think about it, it kind of makes you think, wow, everything this person has said to me is a lie.
Right.
Every single thing that the media has said, everything Jon Stewart has ever told me must be a lie if he just blatantly lied about that to my face.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to be a good person. I don't want to see, you know, Mexican people be discriminated against or be hurt or be, cast aside. And I still feel that way. Now I just understand that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is that, the nation state is the most effective and important establishment of in order to guarantee justice and guarantee peace and guarantee all of these great things. And you're undermining that, and you're subverting that, and you're destroying that, and you're allowing people who are making choices to be criminals to get an advantage.
Well, and what they say is always the opposite. They say Trump is being racist. Trump hates Mexicans. Trump is going to get them killed. Trump is going to, you know, inspire racist white supremacists in Texas to go again. You know, imagine that, a lynch mob in Austin, Texas against Mexicans. It's like, my God, you would first of all be overtaken very, very quickly.
Right.
Because there's lots of hardworking people here who would come back against you. But beyond all that, they're the ones who are allowing them to be human trafficked. They're the ones who are allowing 70 to 80% of them to be raped when they cross the border illegally coming from Central America. They're the ones who are allowing them to, if they can't pay the coyotes, to be abandoned in the desert to die. I mean, they're the ones who are engaging or allowing them or endorsing them to be child trafficked, human trafficked. So meanwhile, we're just like, hey, we want to help you make your country great. What can we do? You want some foreign aid? Here. We don't have money for our own people, but here, have some money. Have some money. What do you need? Do you need a peacekeeper? Do you need somebody to go down there? What do you need? Do you need us to sanction your enemies? What do you need? And so it's actually, of course, the total and complete opposite. And now the Bidens are back in. They've been campaigning on doing what they're doing now for all these years. But now Biden, Obama, whatever you want to call this current administration, is back in. And they're realizing very, very quickly all of their policies are disastrous, but they can't acknowledge that. They have to double down.
Yeah, and they do. And they have the cover from the media to continue it. You know, I pulled up yesterday. It was like eight conditions of being a religion or being a cult. And it's like literally leftism fulfills every single one of them. Progressivism, whatever you want to call it, it is literally a religion. Now they're actually talking about miracles and praising people as if they've been given to us from heaven and then sacrificed to, you know, in forgiveness of our sins. I mean, it is a religion that these people follow, and it is a false religion, and it is utter destruction, and it does nothing but prey upon the goodness of Americans in particular. My God, our hour is already up. Time flies with Tom. Tom flies with Tom. Time flies when you're having fun. Thanks so much for being with us, Tom Papert of National File. Folks, go to National File. Support that publication. They really do fantastic work, and you'll have to come back on again very soon, Tom.
Absolutely, Harrison. Always a pleasure.
All right, thanks.
the federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh yeah, we got to do the Afghanistan war. This is a tribute to the Afghanistan war, my first war. And I never thought I'd feel this way. Far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you, Taliban. And if I should ever go away, the rocky shores, the skies are gray. Your kids you've chained to your bedpost. I read that in an article. If you can remember me, keep smiling, keep shining. 21 years of a just war. It's a just war to help the pedophile warlords. We grow opium for Vicodin. Oxycontin tastes so good for sure, especially when it's grown by pedophile warlords. Nothing grows but opium and boys in Afghanistan. Bin Laden wasn't even there, but who cares? You people have cool hair. The Pashtuns, I think they were involved, I forget. Pedophile warlords growing opium instead. We said, keep smiling, keep shining. You're gonna have a democracy so you can kids and grow.
never even happened.
As a friend of the program, Tim Dillon, singing his ballad to the Afghan war. Yes, now that it's winding down, supposedly, we'll see. I thought I'd play that. He's not a great singer, but his friend does have great taste in eyeglasses, I have to say. He's a stylish young man. All right, folks. Yeah, it's Tim Dillon. You can find and share that video, and I encourage you to do so. But now I have to cut in because I would like to welcome my guest. His name is Andrew Meyer. And even if you don't know his name, I guarantee you've heard of him because he is better known as the Don't Tase Me Bro guy. And he's written a new book that's been banned by Amazon. We'll talk about all of it when we get back. Thanks so much for coming on, Andrew.
Harrison Smith, it's a great pleasure to be talking to you, brother.
Very, very good to have you on. I'm very excited to talk about your book and some of the very interesting anecdotes you tell in it. It's called Don't Tase Me, Bro, Real Questions, Fake News, and My Life as a Meme. Very interesting story to be told in the next hour, so stay with us, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. We'll be back in 1 minute with Andrew Meyer.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. My name's Harrison Smith. You can find and share these links at Infowars.com and band.video. And remember, we are supported entirely by InfowarsStore.com with the restocked and reloaded 40% off back in stock specials right now. Some of our most popular products have been out of stock for a while. Well, they're now back and they're 40% off. And it's by going to InfoWars Store and purchasing these products that you support everything that we do here, including getting the great guests that we have. My guest this hour is Andrew Meyer. I'll read this little bio here because I think it's rather appropriate and it really shows the breadth of your work here, Andrew. It's Andrew Meyer is a trendsetter indeed, bringing you life-changing news and entertainment. For the last 10 years, he's written and edited for Culture, Cernovich News, We Are Change, and many other of the best names in independent media. And he's the author of Don't Tase Me, Bro, Real Questions, Fake News, and My Life as a Meme. His website is theandrewmeyer.com. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Andrew.
Harrison Smith, this is a destined date. I've been looking forward to this for a while, and I think there's a lot that we're going to talk about that's going to help people immensely. So let's get into it, brother.
Absolutely. Yeah. Basically, every time you and I talk, it turns into about an hour-long conversation anyway because there's just so much to discuss. Let's lay the groundwork here because I think a lot of our audience will remember the Don't Tase Me, Bro meme. It was really one of the earliest memes, a primordial meme, if you will, before memes were really even a thing. It was this video of you being dragged out of a question and answer session with John Kerry while he was running for office, I guess in 2008 or I'm sorry, year 2000 that would have been. Is that right? Or 2004?
So he had run in 2004 for president. He was the first person I ever voted for president. And I voted for him because he promised to end the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan.
Right.
And so when you're seeing this video now, that's me talking to him in 2007 after he had already run and lost.
Okay.
And one of the things I was asking about was why he conceded the election so quickly. There was actually a lot of evidence of election fraud, just as there's evidence of election fraud now with, you know, Donald Trump being thrown out of office with all the scandals in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, all over the country where there's lots of evidence that they rigged the election. Actually, the same thing was going on in 2004. Lots of evidence that John Kerry was being cheated, thrown out of not being allowed to win the election. And I discussed that in the book. And the reason I was asking those questions was, well, John Kerry, he knew that before the election was happening that there was lots of evidence that he could be cheated out of this election. There had been voting machines in Volusia County in 2000 that had counted backwards.
Right.
So I asked him these questions. Why didn't you file a lawsuit that he had promised to file? And instead of doing that, he said, oh, you know, there's just no evidence. I'm going to give up. Sorry, guys, we can't do anything. The Green Party and the Libertarian Party were both filing lawsuits on behalf of John Kerry, and he was giving up. And I was asking him that to show people what a fraud John Kerry was. By that point, I had seen Endgame by Alex Jones. You know, he's bringing that back into circulation now. I was a Ron Paul voter at that point. I was trying to show people how fraudulent the two-party system was, where the Democrats and the Republicans, they pretend to be enemies. But Nancy Pelosi had the power to impeach George W. Bush. She didn't do it. And there was evidence that he had lied us into the Iraq War. But, Donald Trump eats two scoops of ice cream. Well, we better impeach him twice, right? Because that's just the way things are.
Yeah, and of course, I remember one of the questions you asked, and this was sort of an awakening moment for me as well, because, I knew of the meme, I knew of the Don't Tase Me Bro, and it was always portrayed as this guy was interrupting, he was being rambunctious, he was, causing interference during this talk with John Kerry, and so they tried to pull him out, and he resisted, and he was yelling, "Don't tase me, bro," and everybody found that funny. And then it turns out the question that you asked right before they were pulling you away, right before the police came to drag you away, you were asking about the Skull and Bones Society and the fact that Kerry and Bush were both a member of this secret society at Yale. And it was kind of this awakening that's, okay, this guy wasn't being disruptive. He was asking an uncomfortable question, and that's why they were pulling him out. And it made the whole event go from sort of a silly event to rather sinister, knowing that, okay, you ask about Skull and Bone Society and they will drag you out and tase you. It put on a whole new perspective on this that I think even now people aren't really aware of.
Yeah. The mainstream media, what they tried to do, the first sentence about me in the Associated Press was a well-known prankster. What evidence did they have that I was a well-known prankster? I had a website, and on my website, there was news, there was my columns. I wrote about what a sham the war in Iraq was, that one of the things we were doing there was just making money for Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton. Mm-hmm. And I had a video section called Sketches. The sketches had all kinds of things. I had Dave Chappelle on my website. And one of the sketches was some friends of mine filming a video called Harry Dies. They went on a street corner and they held the sign that said Harry Dies when the seventh Harry Potter book came out. So they're, fake pranking the ending. But I wasn't in the video. I didn't hold the camera. And they said I'm a prankster because this video was on my website. That would be like calling CNN a bunch of pedophiles because they talk about Jeffrey Epstein once in a blue moon. So, I guess there's a lot more evidence of CNN being a bunch of pedophiles than there is them calling me a prankster. But, that's what they ran with in order to distract people. They can't tell people about my questions. They can't talk about Skull and Bones on the Today Show on Good Morning America. So why is this journalism student? That's what I was, by the way. I was a journalism student. I was a writer. They couldn't tell people my questions because it would show, wow, this guy has really good insights. Why have we never heard any of this stuff before? So we're going to call him a prankster and make this fake controversy about his character to distract people. And that's what they do. They just lie. They make up whatever they have to do to lie about people so that people don't start thinking about what's really going on in the country.
Yeah, so this was over 10 years ago. And so this idea that, all of this came about with Donald Trump is completely false because we know that Alex Jones has gone under this and people like yourself have gone under this. The misrepresentation, the disparaging of your character, the framing you as some sort of rambunctious prankster when really all you were doing was asking a legitimate question. Is it not strange that both of the people running for president were part of the same secret society? And isn't that something the American people should know about? And it certainly is. And of course, they have to distract and disparage you in order to hide that question. So tell me, this new book of yours was banned by Amazon, right? Amazon refuses to publish it, which in the, especially the self-publishing world, that's basically a blacklisting, right? It's not like you can get around that somehow. If Amazon, the Lord Amazon, decides that you should not publish your book, that's it. It's very hard for you to sell any copies whatsoever, right? So now you're giving it out for free, actually, on your website, the website, theandrewmeyer.com. Tell us about this book, Don't Tase Me, Bro, Real Questions, Fake News, and My Life as a Meme.
So my book is written like Harry Potter. If most books, you know, they're dense, you don't want to read it because it's very thick, academic, especially conservative type books. They're not fun to read. I wrote this book to be like Harry Potter, that anybody can read it in a few minutes. And it's an engrossing story. It's what happened to me. It explains the questions that I asked, what happened with the police, what happened with the media, with the charges against me, and take it all the way up through the fake news of basically today. It's an engrossing story that if you want to red pill anybody, if you give them this book and they're interested in reading, reading is the most engrossing medium where right. It'll change the brain. And so this book is something anybody can read in 3 minutes, and it's a real red pill that'll say, wow, I can't believe this happened. It'll take people through my journey. I was a John Kerry voter. I was, you know, a Democrat voter, all the way up to the point of understanding what happened with Donald Trump and what's really going on in the country.
Yeah, and seeing the through lines, the threads that really tie this all together. It really sounds fun. And there's a couple anecdotes that you talk about that I wasn't even aware of, that I'm aware of now because of this article from Gateway Pundit, where they talk about the Stop the Steal success that was actually achieved with Ron DeSantis in Florida. This is something I completely missed. So I want to ask you about that on the other side. Once again, my guest is Andrew Meyer. You can find his website at theandrewmeyer.com, where you can download his book for free because Amazon banned it, which I think is a great response, right? Amazon says you can't sell this here. You say, all right, then I'm giving it away for free because it's about getting the information out there, not necessarily about making money, although making money is always fun too. We're not going to disparage that either. But we'll be back with Andrew Meyer on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, if you've ever been on Amazon and perused the book section for long enough, you're bound to come across some truly abhorrent titles on that website. It seems like their standards are non-existent when it comes to publishing books, one-star reviewed, weird romance novels with dinosaurs as the main characters. I mean, it's a bunch of weird stuff that they allow on there. What they don't allow on is dissent. What they don't allow on is forthright conservative books by perhaps dissident publishers. And that's what my guest Andrew Meyer learned. His website is theandrewmeyer.com. So your book is not in the line of some of these that I'm discussing. It's not a dinosaur romance novel. It's not Mein Kampf. It's not the Communist Manifesto. Those you can buy on Amazon. Your book, however, is too dangerous for them, I suppose. What is the process of getting a book published on Amazon, and how did yours get banned, Andrew?
So Amazon is a unique platform in that anybody can upload their own book cover, their own content, their own book, and get it published out to the world and have it printed on demand. One person can buy one book or 20 books as they like it. After Amazon banned my book, which they didn't give me a reason for, by the way. They didn't send me an email and say, oh, we banned your book for, it not being whatever. They just banned it. They took it down. I went to get the link for a fan one day, and I found the book was gone. Mm-hmm. And so once that is gone, there's no other system like Amazon where you can print it on demand. You're one of the biggest distributors in the world. I tried to find a replacement. The closest thing I found was Barnes & Noble, and Barnes & Noble won't just let you put your book on there. You have to be approved by one of their vendors. It's not the same process. So once you're banned from Amazon print on demand, and you know the big publishing companies aren't just going to take anybody either, okay, then if you can't publish your book anymore, pretty much. If you want people to have physical copies of your book, not allowed. So Amazon is really unique in that respect. And they didn't tell me why they banned the book. But after the first story that was done on the banning of the book by Cassandra Fairbanks, Gateway Pundit, there's a ton of backlash. And Alan Bakari of Breitbart followed up and emailed Amazon to try and get a reason. Why did you ban this book? When that happened, Amazon went into panic mode. They sent me a couple of like very panicked emails full of typos, and they said, oh, well, this was just an error. Actually, your book was banned in error, and we're going to put it back. And so I've just now got emails that they're going to put it back on the site, and I don't even care. The fact that they put it back on the site, I'm still going to give my book away for free, because this is the closest thing that you can get to InfoWars-type red pill information. but that's written in such a fashion that anybody can connect to it. You know, certain people, they see Alex Jones and they think, oh, you know, I can't take this seriously. It's Alex Jones. No offense. Alex Jones is incredible, but the mainstream media has done such a good job of putting up barriers in people's minds to what Alex is that, you know, you say Alex Jones to some people and they say, oh, gay frogs, ha, 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 right. You know? Not knowing that he was actually right about the chemicals in the water turning frogs gay, and that was a scientific study. People have no idea, but they've been blocked. When people hear "Don't tase me, bro," they think back to the meme from over 10 years ago. I remember that. That was hilarious. Just the same thought that you had when you first thought of that. And, you know, if you give this book to your mother, brother, sister, cousin, hey, this is, you know, this is some information that you're not going to believe. This is a wild story, and you're actually able to read it because it's written in a fast style like Harry Potter. You know, a lot of people have told me, I'm shocked by how good your book is, by how fast I was able to read it. You can give this book to people, and it'll actually, you know, change their minds. And so I'm getting emails from people like that that have downloaded the book, and they're like, this is incredible. I'm sharing it with my family, and it's kind of a unique thing in that way. So even though Amazon did finally, they're putting it back, I don't care. I'm still going to let you download it for free on my website. And whenever they allow it back on Amazon for publishing, you know, when Trump was banned, they said it was an error on Twitter. Right. Twitter said, oh, it was an error that Trump was banned. And then they banned them permanently again a couple of months later. So the fact that they're putting the book back on Amazon, they don't want the Streisand effect. Everybody knows when you say something is banned, that's when people rush to go and get it. So Amazon saying it's an error and putting it back, they think that you're dumb. They think that if you are told, oh, it was just an error, you won't go download the book. You won't go, you know, for however long it's going to be back on Amazon, go get it. And I lowered the price. So whenever it's back on there, I made it the minimum possible price, like $5 or whatever. So you can get as many copies of physical copies as possible, as long as it's allowed in the world. You can go get these copies and give them away to people because it's truly something special. There's no, I gave somebody else my book recently, another conservative journalist, and she's like, this is amazing. Like, people like Dinesh D'Souza write books and you can't even read them. They're so academic and dense. This is a book that people can read very quickly and it'll change their mind and their understanding of the world.
Now, what is it about your book that changes people's minds? What stories are you telling that will enlighten people to things that they weren't previously aware of?
So one thing that I talk about is, and you had alluded to this before the break, in 2018, there was Stop the Steal in Florida. People think that Stop the Steal was something that happened in 2020 alone, and they don't understand what went into it. And there was a lot of different groups trying to co-opt Stop the Steal because they wanted to just be grifters like the GOP establishment. But Stop the Steal was a grassroots movement. Ali Alexander was the leader of it. And in 2018, that movement stopped the steal in Florida. They were going to steal the election from Ron DeSantis in Florida. He had won the governor's seat in Florida. So instead of the best governor in America, who is fighting against the lockdowns, fighting against all the craziness, you would have a literal meth head Democrat demon named Andrew Gillum. Right. And he was literally found doing meth in a hotel room or whatever. That was going to be Florida's governor if not for the Stop the Steal movement that started in 2018. And so my book, even though I started writing it when everything went down, Don't Tase Me Bro, in 2007, I finally put it out. It was the right time just recently. And it's up-to-date information. It's going to tell people what's going on in the world in a way that they haven't seen before, guaranteed.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, maybe it's just because the news is so rapid fire and so much happens so fast. It's one of those things that I'd kind of forgotten about. Oh, yeah, Stop the Steal in 2018. And suddenly, you know, my mind is filled with all these images of Ali Alexander standing there with the Stop the Steal sign, you know, protesting against the steal that was going on in 2018. I'd forgotten about that, and then, of course, you remind me, and it's like, oh, yeah, they did do that, and they succeeded with it, and perhaps the Democrats learned from that, and so they were quickly able to cut that off at the bud, nip it in the bud in 2020 to prevent the same thing from occurring, and another successful Stop the Steal movement. Of course, they were very successful at crushing that in the last 6 months or so. I think that's absolutely fascinating, and, you know, it's funny, you keep bringing up Harry Potter. If you go to J.K. Rowling's, I think it's still on her Twitter, it used to be, she was very proud of the fact that Harry Potter was one of the most banned books in the world, right? It's sort of a point of pride that's like, oh yeah, we're dangerous. These ideas are rejected by some people. We're the most banned book in the world. All right. You're banned because some backwards cultures are afraid of witchcraft, right? It's not exactly the same thing. Meanwhile, we get banned, Andrew Meyer's book gets banned, because it's real dangerous information, dangerous to the system, dangerous to the establishment that's upheld by all of the lies. It's dangerous truth, and that's why it gets banned. So they may be proud of being banned, but you're banned for the real reason.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest and I, Andrew Meyer is my guest, and we were just talking about the fact that people are still waking up every day. People are still being exposed to the truth every single day, and we get so many callers calling in saying, you know, I woke up in 2018. It's almost mind-boggling to me, and we'll talk to Andrew Meyer about it because he's an info warrior from way back, from the 9/11 truther days, and we'll talk about that. But, folks, it's not a hopeless battle. We are changing minds. People can be introduced to the truth and revealed that everything they believed was a lie, and not that that makes it hopeless and that everything is screwed and that dark forces control the earth, so we might as well not care. No, no. The InfoWars message is once you're exposed to the truth, then you're armed and able to fight back. Now you have the weapons you need to take on the enemies of mankind. And it's a hopeful message, and it's hopeful simply that people are getting this message. So I implore you to go to InfoWarsStore.com because that's how we tell this message. It's how we're able to have this great crew. It's how we're able to get these great guests. That's how we're able to perpetuate the truth movement from everything from 9/11 to the election in November to Black Lives Matter and the con going on there. Everything that we do here, including going down to the border and confronting the human traffickers and the human smugglers, you know, right in their faces, that's all sponsored by InfoWarsStore.com. So every dollar that you spend at InfoWarsStore.com goes directly into the fight to bring more people into this and really put up a good, solid, victorious fight against the enemies of mankind and the globalist agents that would see us all as serfs in their neo-feudal technocratic world order. We fight it by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you so much for doing that. Now, my guest, Andrew Meyer, his website, TheAndrewMeyer.com. Amazon just recently backtracked because, oops, it was a mistake. It was just another one of these convenient errors that just so happened to ban somebody that big tech wanted banned anyway. And we see this constantly on Twitter and elsewhere. There's an article at mindmatters.ai. Does Amazon's near monopoly justify its use of censorship? Talking about the fact that Amazon began openly banning books that were critical of transgender policy. When Harry Became Sally responded to the transgender movement was a book by Ryan T. Anderson, that they removed it, basically saying you're not allowed to question the progressive neoliberal dictation. So they're openly doing this. Twitter does it as well. During the break, I was asking Andrew, because I used to see him on Twitter all the time. We used to interact. I was like, I haven't seen him in a while. Do you still have a Twitter? And of course he doesn't. It got banned. What do you know why you got banned from Twitter, Andrew?
I know exactly why I was banned. And just like Amazon, Twitter did not send me any notification, no email, they didn't even pretend to give a reason. They just banned me.
Right.
And it was the very second after I wrote a tweet that said, without Stop the Steal in 2018, we would literally have a meth head for governor in Florida instead of the best governor in America. So immediately after I sent that, I don't know if they had a trigger on my account or their words stopped the steal or whatever it was, but they banned me instantly when I did that. And I wrote about that in my book too. So that's why I thought maybe that type of information, they don't want people knowing the history of that so that they could demonize Ali, they could demonize Alex Jones. They don't want people to know this is a successful political movement that has stopped them from stealing elections in the past.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's amazing. I keep bookmarks, you know, all of my news aggregation I do in the morning, I sort on bookmarks in my browser. And I'll go back from time to time, and it is amazing the number of Twitter accounts that have been eliminated in just the last 3 or 4 months. Since the beginning of this year, maybe 90% of the Twitter bookmarks I've bookmarked are just not there because the accounts are suspended. They've been on an absolute tear. It's continuing to go on, even if it's not getting the press coverage. But so they either say, oh, it was an error, oh, it was an accident, oopsie-daisy, we banned the same people we always ban, and it was our bad, whoopsie-daisy. They also have this article from today on Daily Caller. Twitter defends not censoring hacked content about donors who gave to Kenosha shooters legal defense. So one of the things that they do is they justify their censorship by whatever is convenient at the time. They want to ban Project Veritas, as they did earlier this week. They say, well, it's because of our hacked information policy. That's why we had to ban them. Meanwhile, you have other hacked information that goes along with their ideology that benefits their narrative, and that stays up. It's completely inconsistently applied because it's not about actually applying laws legitimately. It's about using whatever is necessary to justify what they were going to do anyway. So censorship is really insane across the board, from Amazon to Twitter, everywhere in between. And I think what you're doing by giving your book away is the greatest like slap in the face. It's just like, you won't let me sell it, then I'm giving it away for free. We're going to cause the Streisand effect one way or another.
I think more people started reading it than ever after they banned it too. And I started getting all kinds of messages. This is incredible. I'm going to share it with everybody I know. And to your point, you were saying earlier that, you know, people are just now recently waking up, and we were talking about that. You know, I had been talking about this stuff since 2007. You know, Alex Jones once told Robert Barnes that, you know, the first time he spoke to him on air, he's like, wow, the cavalry is here. Well, I want to let the info warriors know the cavalry is here. Okay, I am stronger than Deanna Lorraine. I am faster than Robert Barnes. I can type more words per minute. I have better taste in music than Rob Dew. I am better at racquetball than Owen Schroyer. Okay, all right. As the great macho man Randy Savage once said, I am the cream of the crop, brother. Oh, yeah. So I just want to let the old school info warriors know. I am here, bro. The cavalry is here, okay?
He's the most humble person there ever was as well, on top of it all. I can hear Rob Dew complaining already from here. I don't know. Maybe you're not a fan of reggae. I like Rob Dew's taste in music. But no, you are an old school info warrior, right? Tell us about that. 'Cause you were talking about how some of the early support that you got very early on, just after the Don't Tase Me Bro incident occurred, and you became a primordial meme, if you will, was, I believe you said, was from Paul Joseph Watson, right? We were talking about this a little while ago. Can you remind me of this story?
So back when the Associated Press was trying to say I was a well-known prankster, and the NBC, ABC, CNN, they were all lying about me. ABC even took a sketch that I did at a comedy show in college, and they showed that to people to say, look, this guy's a prankster, with omitting the fact that I had won all kinds of journalism awards. I had journalism on my website as well, and that was the main feature of it. They threw all that out to try and say that I was a prankster. What was the question that you asked me? I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, it was I'm forgetting the details, but I believe Paul Joseph Watson was one of your early supporters, right?
So back when they were all calling me a prankster, all this and that, I was just doing research for the book, you know, a couple years ago, and I was digging up what they had said about me at the time. And the one person in all of media that told an accurate story about me was Paul Joseph Watson. He said, this guy has a 9/11 truth button on his website. This guy's part of the truth movement. He must listen to Alex Jones, which was accurate. I had watched Endgame at that point. I didn't know everything. You know, I had just seen Zeitgeist. I had watched Endgame from Alex Jones. But I had a pretty good handle on what was going on. I was a Ron Paul supporter. So while the media was making up lies intentionally, InfoWars instantly was able to read the situation and tell people what my point of view was fairly accurately, because InfoWars has always been that shining light when everybody else is telling lies or falling to the establishment. You know, God bless the people at Breitbart trying to do the right thing, but Breitbart is totally kowtowing to the establishment. InfoWars was on the front lines trying to actually stop this deal, get Donald Trump in office, and whenever something big happens again, you can guarantee InfoWars will be there to actually guide people in the right direction. So InfoWars has been there all along telling people what's going on. Throughout all the lies about Alex, all the lies about InfoWars, InfoWars is telling people the truth, and the mainstream media is feeding you lies.
Yeah, and you really understand just how dishonest the mainstream media is when they start writing about you or things that you're involved in. I know that you must have learned this through your experience as the Don't Tase Me Bro guy. You know, there's a term for it. I'm blanking on it right now. But it's like, you know, when the media writes about something you know about, it becomes obvious that they're not just wrong. They're lying, and they're lying on purpose, and they're doing it to destroy you in particular. And every time they write about me, it's the most horrific, awful stuff that's completely divorced from reality. And you've had that experienced extensively as well. The website is theandrewmeyer.com. We'll be back with Andrew Meyer for our final segment.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination? For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalist fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, final segment of American Journal here on this April 21st edition. It is San Jacinto Day, the 185th anniversary of the Battle of San Jacinto and the freedom of Texas, a little-known battle that changed the course of history and really made America what it is today. So we honor our fallen heroes in the Texas War for Independence, just as we do the American War for Independence. You know, I love. So my guest is Andrew Meyer, author and living meme. I love that that's your title here on the bio. Author and living meme, of course, made famous by the "Don't Tase Me, Bro" event. One of the earliest memes in internet lore. His new book is "Don't Tase Me, Bro: Real Questions, Fake News, and My Life as a Meme," and it documents your path from 2007 when you became a meme, sort of against your will, you know, without knowing it or attempting to be it, and following how many of the same disinformation tactics that were used against you back in 2007 have only been furthered and more refined now as we've moved into the Donald Trump age, and that this disinformation onslaught is really universal. His website is theandrewmeyer.com. You keep bringing up Endgame as being something that helped wake you up early on as an old school info warrior. And I would be remiss if I did not tell the fine folks out there that Operation Endgame, War in the World, is on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where the more DVDs you buy, the cheaper it is. Down to as low as $3.95 each for a copy of Endgame. So you can get this, you can hand this out, and I'm telling you, folks, I hear more people say it was Endgame, it was this documentary in particular that woke them up, than just about anything else. So, heck, if you got some extra money, buy 10 of them and just leave them at bus stops around the town. Leave them in you know, DVDs that at Best Buy. I mean, heck, do what you got to do to get this information out there and go to InfoWarsStore.com to purchase Endgame. So I thank you, Andrew, for talking about Endgame so I can get that little plug in there.
Absolutely. And one thing that you were saying that you reminded me of, you know, being an original meme and all that, I wasn't just hit with fake news from the left, you know, NBC, CNN, because people obviously go to that. Fox News, you know, Bill O'Reilly was calling me a pinhead. He's called me the biggest wimp in America. And I would have loved to have boxed Bill O'Reilly. He thinks I'm a wimp. I would have loved to have knocked his block off. Greg Gutfeld said I should be killed. Michelle Malkin still has never apologized. She repeated the lies in the police report that I was kicking and punching police officers. There are 7 videos that show I never kicked or punched a police officer. Michelle Malkin was going on Fox News saying that nonsense. So, you know, the establishment is the left and the right. It's amazing that someone like Tucker Carlson is allowed to tell a good amount of truth on Fox News. But that network is totally owned. The right-wing media, you know, Breitbart is not telling all the truth these days. They're pretty much on their knees for Facebook clicks. They don't want to get banned or whatever. So if you want real news and information, InfoWars is pretty much your one-stop shop. Not a lot of places to go besides InfoWars.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the endorsement because, heck, it is absolutely true. And it's not about left versus right. I mean, typically not about Republican versus Democrat, maybe I should say. Typically, we lean more towards the Republican side, but the Republicans are just as bad as anybody else. You know, we started this hour with that song, that parody song about the Afghan war, and I was always shocked that, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, it's like, you know, peaceful protesters are having their door kicked in the middle of the night. Pregnant single mothers are being dragged off and held in jail cells for daring to step foot in the Capitol. Illegal immigrants pouring across the border. And you hear absolutely silence from the Republican upper echelon. Oh, but then Joe Biden says he's withdrawing from Afghanistan. And suddenly they're calling press conferences and suddenly they're outraged and they're talking about what a bad idea this is. I mean, it really shows where their priorities are. So this has never been a partisan sort of operation. It's a spiritual war that we're fighting here. And there's good and evil. There's not really left and right or conservative and Republican. You like that, huh?
That's 100% accurate. People that don't know, this is all spiritual warfare. And I heard one of the promos that they were playing from Alex, him talking about the Satanism is out there. This Satanism is so out there. You've got them parading children dressed in drag on Good Morning America, talking about giving hormone blockers to 3-year-olds. Well, it's their right to make their decision at 3 years old. It's like, we don't let people decide things at 18. Right. You know, like you're not allowed to do certain things until the age of 18 or 21 in America. But these kids, they can destroy their bodies at the age of 3, even though that ends up.